Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Who? He is? Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. And Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you. And I knew that's what your little skit was. A few moments ago, but you got to remember one thing, Vince. I'm still funnier than you are.
you're talking about an appearance, right?
That too.
Class, I want you to know, Rich Sheban is a handsome guy, no question about it. Seriously, and you know, it's been about five weeks since we've heard your voice, and I know you've been in the woods. You've been hunting, fishing, canning. You want to share a little bit? And you do this every year. And so as long as I've known you, this time every year you do this. So this is not like you're recuperating from some illness. This is, and in secret, this is something that you do to prepare for the rest of the year, through the winter, etc. You know, until growing season, you know, for your garden, those kinds of things. So how would you like to share with the class what you've been up to? I think they'd find it fascinating.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, and first of all, I got to talk about what Vince commented about me being handsome. That's only because I try to go in areas that have very dimmed low light so people can't really see the truth. But that being said, that's why I'm in the woods all the time, so people can't see me. But, in fact, a lot of shows that I try to avoid shows, to be honest with you. This is actually true. I'm not even trying to be funny here. I've been on quite a few shows that or broadcasts that do have video, but I prefer not to because I don't want to do this for fame, infamy, or for money. I don't care about anything but my country and the truth and standing for principle at this point in time. But to answer Vince's question, what I do, I'm an archery hunter. I'm a bow hunter. And it's one of the hardest, most challenging things to do in the world of hunting. The odds are so far against you. Just looking at the statistics here in Montana, the success rate for bow hunting for elk is somewhere in the 3 to 5% range. And there is such a thing as skill. But I'll tell you right now, the stars have to align. You have to have more luck than anything else. And as I get older, I'm 61 years old. My skill sets are definitely starting to decline. I really noticed it this year where my hearing, I can't hear an elk coming up behind me is like I used to. You know, my eyesight isn't what it used to be. Strength, stamina, all that stuff. So, you know, I just really enjoy archery hunting, and I'm trying to harvest meat and fish. We have a kokanee salmon run on the river here in the county I live in, so I spend time doing that. I harvest firewood, and I'm still harvesting out of the garden. We had our first hard frost October 7th this year. So I was harvesting tomatoes and cucumbers and zucchini up until that point. And, of course, I'm in the bush sometimes for days at a time, and that's another reason why I'm off the air for that period of time. But it's taking care of animals, you know, harvesting the garden, harvesting meat, harvesting fish, harvesting firewood, you know, making sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed for my solar array going into the winter. You know, it's a process. It's a lifestyle that I've chosen to do. And to be honest with you, I don't really have a choice. As you know, for those of you who might have read the book or heard me on the air, you know, you can't get a job based on merit today. You can't get a job based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. It's all about what group you're in. Not for the purpose of equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, and inclusiveness, and all these BS politically correct buzzwords, but it's for the purpose of consolidating power, money, and control for the elite. If there's one thing, I mean, I've done a lot of things on the air over the 11 years I've been on the broadcasts, and I'll tell you one thing for sure, I've done the math, I've used economics, I've given tons and tons of information, and Vince, you can qualify this being true, that I've spent a lot of time showing that the rich are getting richer and the bottom 93% are losing ground, not just in monetary, economic, financial terms, but in skill set terms, in distraction terms, in divide and conquer terms, in being dumbed down from the public/government schools. It's a phenomenon that people are waking up to. And this is why I spent a lot of time talking about ideas and solutions. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do as a people. We can confiscate. Every state could take back their federal lands and give it back to the states. We could eliminate all federal agencies in each state. We can do what's called self-sufficiency preparedness schools and bring back skill sets and synergy. We can have public forums. We can have citizen review boards. One thing I've spent a lot of time also over the years is talking about ideas and solutions that the powers that be don't want to discuss, because too many people, especially in government and big corporations, they care about feathering their own nest and not the people as a whole. So, Vince, I know I went off into a tangent there, but back to you.
Yeah, I just want to thank Kyle. Kyle kept the seat warm while you're in the woods and hunting, fishing, canning, etc. And
thank you, Kyle.
It was very nice of him, and he, you know, took time off from his chores to teach class with us. And we talked about one of your favorite subjects, automotive design, repairs, maintenance, etc. So Kyle is going to be back next, not this Thursday. Kathy's with us this Thursday. Kyle will be with us next Thursday. So Kyle has not disappeared, and he's going to be available to teach class, you know, on an ongoing basis. So I just wanted to say thank you, Kyle. It was very kind of Kyle to do that. Rich, there are a lot of shortages that are happening right now, and one of them happens to be in food. People are, and this is the mainstream media. We've talked about this. You and I have talked about it. The other instructors have talked about it as well. Food is in short supply, and school systems are having trouble providing lunch. Now, I don't know why parents can't just pack a lunch and send it to, with their children as they did back in the 1950s and the 1960s. But they did have school lunches back then as well. But now schools are saying, we can't do it, so you're going to have to pack your children's lunch, because the companies that supply the food to the school cafeterias aren't able to do it because they just can't get the supplies of the food items. And the principals are doing things like ordering a couple hundred pizzas, you know, from the local pizza joint to feed the children lunch, because unexpectedly they didn't get their supply of food to make lunch for the children. So supply chain is broken for lots of reasons, lots of locations, and lots of ways across the entire purchasing spectrum. So it isn't just food, it isn't just auto parts, it's all kinds of things, including styrofoam. So styrofoam, we mentioned that there was going to be a plastic shortage. We mentioned it probably a couple months ago, and here it is. So the plastic shortage is causing problems with styrofoam. So what's styrofoam used for? Well, that'd be shipping and packaging products that need to stay cold. And that's in short supply. So even though we have the products, we can't ship them because we're low on styrofoam. Rich?
Well, yeah, this supply chain disruption is a planned, designed phenomenon, okay? There's been whistleblowers out of Los Angeles who work on the docks who talk about how this is purposely planned. It's a takedown. It's a takeover of not just America, but it's for the purpose of the elite, the Davos groups, the UN, the people at the very top, less than 200 families who want to control everything. We've talked about the agenda till I'm blue in the face. Take Trump out, force authority, crash the economy, delegitimize work, end free market supply and demand, end cash, create a centralized crypto or non-crypto form of commerce or money, eliminate peaceful assembly. Look, this is all to make people submissive, to break their will, depopulation, starving the people, domestic violence, depression, division, chaos, infighting, rigging the voting system, whether it be by mail or however, genocide, eugenics, fake information, fake news, eliminating free speech, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, lowering our immune system, creating immune passports, forced lockdowns. Look, we've given this this is what happens when they distract you by making you stick up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. We eliminated truth. We forced people through the dumbing down of society to stick up for their group and their ideology, and they're no longer looking at math, economics, and the takeover. And this is why we do what we do, is to wake people up. And I think, Vince, people every day are waking up more and more. But what we need to do is create more offense. We need to create more ideas and solutions. Every gas station, every restaurant, every sidewalk, every time you meet people, you have to have these discussions. People, whether it be the false efficacy of the mask, whether it be about the vaccines, whether it be about the election fraud, these discussions need to take place every day on a regular basis, and we have to use objective facts and not subjective emotional opinion, because you're going to have all these peripheral things that are done by design, like supply chain shortages, like food inflation or inflation across the board, and these are all symptoms of what's happening. We have to remember, the powers that be, they want the Blantifa. They want the civil wars. They want the brown shirts, the UN troops, the mercenaries. All this is connected. Climate change, COVID. It's all part of the largest transfer of wealth happening in American history. Financial enslavement, the reset, the engineering by the UN, BlackRock buying up all the homes, the vaccines, the Paris Climate Change Agreement, climate change, social score. It's all part of a tyrannical Marxist communist takeover. Okay, surveillance, social credit score, your assigned sustainability level, ESG, EDI, MMT, UBI, delegitimizing work. This is the centralized digital money. It's all by design. It's all related. It's all connected to the hip. This is why we got to talk about creating state depositories and getting state treasuries involved and revaluing silver and gold in the physical form and ending the CRIMEX, ending the paper contracts and naked shorts. All these things we've talked about over the years, it's happening. We said it was going to happen. It was all in their documents. It was in their white papers. They forecast. They telegraph everything that's happening. We are experiencing the consequences of cognitive dissonance and Stockholm syndrome, and too many people are afraid to be called racist, bigot, sexist, all these words. We have to tell the truth. We have to say it like it is, and we have to use facts. We'll be right back after this break. Vince, thanks for having me back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Eben's back. And Rich, while the rest of us are enduring supply chain outages, Bill and Melinda Gates' daughter, Jennifer, was married over the weekend. They had a dual ceremony. Jennifer married a Muslim. His name is Nael Nasser. And they had a dual ceremony. Friday night was the Muslim ceremony, and over the weekend, Saturday, was the other ceremony. I'm not sure if it was a Jewish or what, but Bill Gates is Jewish. And they didn't seem to have any shortages in the festivities. They spent $2 million for a wedding. $2 million. They had 300 people come to this wedding. There was a requirement that everybody be vaccinated or you can't come to this wedding, or you couldn't go to the wedding. But think about that. The cost per person to attend this wedding, 300 people, $2 million, that's $6,666.66 per person to attend this wedding. Now, that's not the cost of airfare and, you know, gifts that were provided by the attendees, but that's just the cost that the Gates family spent to have this lavish event. So while the world is crumbling, the rich don't seem to have any inkling that it's happening, even though they're causing it. Rich?
Well, yeah. First of all, let me talk about the propaganda you just mentioned. First of all, employees at the White House, the CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson are not currently required to take the vaccine. And I have the article in front of me here, by the way. I'm prepared with hundreds of articles before every broadcast. I've been doing it for years. I'm not trying to brag, but I just want people to know that I try to verify the authenticity of everything that I say and that I do not shoot from the hip. I do not guess. I do not do with the propaganda, hoaxes, lies, false flags, and gaslighting that the mainstream media does. And even members of Congress and staff are exempt from taking the vaccine. So when you say, talk about the super wealthy people, the elite, who are controlling the narratives, who are controlling everything from the central banks, the lawyers, the judges, the politicians, the bankers, you know, these people are pulling the strings of all these puppets, including Joe Biden. So when you talk about how the elite require vaccines, it is total BS. It's a total hoax. It's just like Obama's party just a few months ago before I left to do, you know, the chores I need to do to prepare for winter so I can be an ant and not be a grasshopper. Remember how somebody took pictures and videos of Obama's party, and they were all without masks, and probably at least half of them admitted they were unvaccinated. And guess what? The media says, oh, that's because they were sophisticated enough not to catch the virus. It's all BS. When I just gave that example of how COVID and the transfer of wealth and the bioweapon, which is the vaccine, the climate change, the social credit score, all this stuff that I've mentioned today and over the years, how it's all connected, I mean it because I've proved it. So when you say something like that, and not to discredit you, Vince, I'm just telling you, when they say this, it's all about the propaganda. It's all about selling the narrative. That's what it's for. And I have a lot of information.
Yeah, but what I was trying to say is they are saying do as we say, not as we do. So that's, you're absolutely correct. It's absolutely correct. I have not seen pictures, though, of this wedding. But they are repeating the narrative that they have created, that you, the little people, will be vaccinated. And this is just one more anecdotal piece of evidence that they're lying. Exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right.
It's been proven that American government officials have been caught editing Wuhan Lab Journal. It's been proven that hundreds of people in Congress have been treated with ivermectin. It's been proven. It's been proven the FDA has been harvesting organs and human heads, baby heads, from live human babies. Do you remember the term secession planning that we gave 12 months ago? Basically, companies looking to hire new employees after mass death and debilitating populations. Look. Quarantine is when you restrict.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Families and survivors of a 2018 mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, reached a $25 million settlement in their lawsuit against Broward County School District Monday. The settlement comes after the school district won a state Supreme Court ruling that could have capped the total damages at $300,000 without approval from the legislature. North Korea military fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Tuesday. Pyongyang's latest missile launch happened hours after U.S. officials emphasized their commitment to restart negotiations on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill can continue admissions process based on skin color. A federal judge ruled on Monday. The nonprofit Students for Fair Admissions vowed to appeal the judge's ruling. The Bills and Titans Monday Night Football had Tennessee coming away with a narrow 34-31 victory. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
With four-star General Colin Powell's passing Monday, let's go back to his retirement from the uniform in the fall of 1993.
Sincere thanks to each and every one of you for being here to share my final day in uniform. The Army has officially advised me that for record purposes I have served 35 years, 3 months, 21 days, and as we say in the infantry, a wake-up. Our Navy patrols the Adriatic Sea and the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. Our Marines provide a reassuring presence in troubled regions of the world. The Army stands watch in Korea and Europe. Our Coast Guard goes after the drug enemy infiltrating our country. And at the heart of each of these services is the young American boy or girl, perhaps only 19 years old, a volunteer, well-trained, proud, selflessly serving a nation wherever that nation and whenever that nation calls upon it to go and to serve. They carry on a tradition of over 200 years of service and sacrifice. They go into harm's way to protect us and to provide for the common defense. They are the best and the very brightest of America's youth. And the greatest of all honors I have had was the honor of being one of them and of being their senior representative over the past 4 years. They have succeeded in every mission, and by their performance have bonded once again with the American people in a way we have not seen for decades. I thank each and every one of them for their service to country.
Audio has been provided by the Clinton Presidential Library. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you got
these for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us in class. If we think about it, if you look at what the rich do, the elite do, the committee, if you look at what they do, it's different from what they say. So when you think about this Gates wedding, they had to say everybody had to be vaccinated. They had to say that. Why? Because Bill Gates is the guy who's saying that the world needs to be vaccinated. So how could he possibly have a wedding without telling people, the populace of the planet, that he had a wedding without everybody being vaccinated? He couldn't do it. He had to say that everybody was vaccinated. That's the point. Back to you.
Yeah, well, Vince, keep in mind, too, that Bill Gates, along with Kissinger and many other people, has called for world depopulation. This is not something we're making up. This is something that we've proven via video, via articles, via credible, bona fide information that's been published in the public domain. That's what I concentrate on. I don't concentrate on rumors or gossip or hearsay or second-hand or third-hand or fourth-hand information. I concentrate on published articles in the public domain. And what I'd like to do now, Vince, if it's okay with you, is talk about some news in a flash. I'm gonna mostly be on the healthcare binge, but I want to talk about some election information, some articles. What these are going to be, folks, is articles that I've gleaned, if you will, during the several weeks that I've been out in the bush. When I come home, I still study every day. I probably only study about 2 to 4 hours when I'm during this hunting period and harvesting period. But when I'm home, I study sometimes between 12 and 14 hours a day in order to give you information that is credible and authenticated. And what I like to do, Vince, is start with election information first, if that's okay with you.
That sounds great.
Okay. And I want to, I've had a lot of people ask me about my hunting season, and I'll tell you it was very unsuccessful this year because trying to hunt elk with a pointy stick is very hard. I'll give you a little synopsis before I start here. The last 2 days of bow season, which ended this past weekend, I could have shot a calf very easy at a very close range, but I didn't feel I needed the meat that desperately to do that. And I could have shot a 4x3 bull elk, but in Montana, this 4x3, he had the tines at the top of it, of his antlers. In Montana, the law states that you have to have a brow tine or a tine in the first half of growth. And I didn't have that. It was a very odd-looking elk. I've never seen one like that, but I could not harvest him because it wasn't a legal elk. And one thing I did harvest on opening day, and this is kind of a warning to those of you who are out in the woods hunting in the Rocky Mountains, I called in with an elk call a mountain lion, and I actually shot the mountain lion. And when I brought the lion into the fish and game to get the tooth extracted, they told me that less than 0.1% of bow hunters actually harvest a lion without using hounds. So I had some adventure. I had a lot of close calls, a lot of almost, and a lot of Murphy's Law, just like the last 2 days I shared with you regarding the elk hunt. But that's the way it goes. You know, when you're hunting an animal with a pointy stick, a.k.a. a bow and arrow, and the success rate is between 3% and 5%, that's what happened. So anyway, I wanted to get that out of the way because I know a lot of you might have had some curious questions about my hunting. So I'm going to go now to news in the flash, folks, and talk about some election slash voter fraud and foreign interference, as I've done over the last year almost. And here we go. Maricopa County volunteer Liz Harris says audit of 2020 election has turned up 176 missing votes. Next, almost 83,000 Wisconsin 2020 mail ballots went missing or were undeliverable. Next, 441,000 Pennsylvania mail-in ballots went missing or undeliverable. I know this sounds like a Twilight Zone episode. How can this be America? But this is what has happened. This is some of the articles I've gleaned over the several weeks I've been gone. Next, investigators have video of 240 leftist operatives in Georgia dumping thousands of ballots. Thousands of ballots from backpacks in drop boxes in the middle of the night. And yet, here we are. Next, Arizona could not find the identity of 86,000-plus voters they don't appear to exist, and 73.8% have no party affiliation. Next, 43,000 DeKalb County, Georgia absentee ballots voted chain of custody rule. Next, Arizona recently processed 673,000 voter identities with Social Security Administration. 58% had no match found. Next, this has been happening all morning regarding the California election. Republicans in California were told that they already voted, and then why do they need to show up to vote? Next, 70% of votes found fraudulent in one California poll. Next, 351,000 yes votes disappear from totals in Newsom recall election live on CNN. This also happened to President Trump several times on the mainstream media as well. Folks, there's so much evidence. I mean, I could do 10 hours a day just on election and voter fraud stuff. Every county, this has been proven by Mike Lindell and his people, every county in any given state at any given age had the same amount, the same percentage of voting in that state. I want you to think about that. So if there was a 25-year-old person in a given county, it was the same in the whole state. That's impossible math. Those are probabilities that cannot exist. Even in Massachusetts, Dr. Shiva proved that over 17,000 duplicate ballots were, there were 17,000 duplicate ballots proven by Dr. Shiva in Massachusetts. The way to classify some of these articles I just mentioned, people, is that our government is incapacitated. It's fraudulent. It's tyrannical. Okay? So what I'm going to do now is go into healthcare, and I probably won't get to my general news, but I'll try. And Vince, if there's something that you want me to repeat or go into specificity and detail, please let me know. Okay, next. And most of these articles, folks, are articles that I've gleaned over the last few weeks of me being gone from the broadcast. Okay? So I'm making up for lost time right now. Next, doctors can prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine off-label for COVID-19, says the Nebraska Attorney General. That's called a hero. That's called an American. That's called common sense, logic, and reason. Look, you know that I was in the pharmaceutical industry for over 20 years. I did not make that a secret. I wrote about it in the book. I talk about it on the air. I talk about the corruption of all these companies. I've given the rap sheet of GlaxoSmithKline. I've talked about, I stuck up for the rule of law. I stuck up for basically justice, and it backfired against me. But here we are, and it's up to the people to do the reading and research. And I also have had articles in the past that the mainstream media says you shouldn't do your own reading and research. That's why they are famous for propaganda, false flags, gaslighting, lies, hoaxes. That's why nobody believes them anymore. Nobody's watching them anymore. That's why they're coming to the alternative media. Next, Detroit TV station asks for stories of unvaccinated COVID fatalities. And this has been done around the country. And they're getting bombarded with vaccine deaths and injuries. Look, the VAERS, I have the VAERS number just from September, folks. 701 plus adverse events, 60,000 plus hospitalizations, 80 plus thousand urgent care, 6,000 plus heart attacks, almost 6,000 myocarditis, 1,800 plus miscarriages. Almost 20,000 disabled, almost 15,000 deaths. And guess what, people? There was a vaccine whistleblower that actually came out, okay, a COVID whistleblower claiming that the VAERS reporting database, I have the article right in front of me here, it's right in front of me, tracking vaccine complications is wrong and undercounted, and that you have to factor in by 100. What does that mean via math? That means that they're only giving 1% of the deaths and adverse events. You have to multiply by 100. And this is just September's data. Next, top doctors discuss need to inflate the real COVID numbers to be more scary to the public. People, I'm not making any of this stuff up. This is all published articles in the public domain, and I can go into great specificity and detail, but I don't have the time. My obligation is to wake as many people up with as much credible information as possible that's, again, published in the public domain. Next, CDC allows hospitals to classify dead vaccinated people as unvaccinated deaths. That's called fraud. Next, Major General from China worked with fired scientists at Canada's top infectious disease lab. That is treason and sedition at the highest levels. Next, the unvaccinated are better informed than the vaccinated. That is a quote from an FDA vaccine booster hearing meeting from doctors. No, the unvaccinated aren't better informed. The people who read and research and do their homework and do their math are better informed. Next, $600,000 grant to Wuhan Lab help identify and alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect top scientist. Top scientist says Fauci is untruthful about Chinese lab research. And this guy is running around loose. And look at the damage he's done with no consequences. As typical government, folks. That's what happens when you combine government and big corporations. It's called fascism. Fauci says, I really don't have a firm answer on that, on why natural immunity is 13 to 20 times greater than the vaccine.
Hold that thought.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Over the years, I've said it, so let me say it a slightly different way. Rich says it first, and that gives other broadcasters the courage to repeat it. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, sir. And as I've said to you for 11 years, thank you for allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right, where over a million combat soldiers gave their life and millions have fought, bled, and died for our obligation and duty to do what we're doing as Americans. Okay. Next, nurse speaks out. The majority of our hospitalized COVID patients are actually suffering from vaccine injuries. Look, there's been so many whistleblowers, not just nurses, but physicians as well. You can go to the Dr. Artist Show. You can go to Stu Peters. You can go to InfoWars. You can go to Mike Adams' website. There's so many good, the Gateway Pundit. There's so many good sources out there that talks about this stuff. There's nurses that have come out talking about how remdesivir is killing patients. This is Fauci's drug of choice, talking about how it has cardiac and kidney issues, renal failure, that there's no true test for all these variants, that the so-called variants are coming from the vaccines, but there's no vax for illegal immigrants. That should tell you everything you need to know. People, just when you look at how they're changing definitions, I mean, quarantine used to be when you restrict the movement of sick people. Now tyranny is when you restrict the movement of healthy people. They're switching things around. Nothing makes sense. Everything is fake. Everything is phony. I mean, the FDA and the CDC were caught changing the definitions of the vaccine. In 2020, China threatened the U.S. to withhold antibiotics to us. China makes the majority of our drugs. I mean, you just have to connect the dots on your own. If I was on the air 5 days a week, I could be a little more specific. But it's up to you to do the reading and research and verify what we say. Don't believe a word I tell you. Spend some time on some of these websites that I've given many, many, many times and find out for yourself what's really going on. When I talk about the agenda, I wrote this agenda out a year and a half ago plus, saying that this was going to happen. I didn't guess. I didn't shoot from the hip. They telegraphed everything that they were going to do. All right, pardon my sidebar. Next, deaths. In 80% of the vaccinated in the UK, which is up tenfold from this time last year when there weren't people vaccinated. That's pretty easy math, folks. That doesn't need an explanation. Next, two top FDA officials resigned over the Biden administration's booster shot plan. Remember, these are articles that I've gleaned over the past several weeks while I was away from the air. Next, Mexico COVID deaths exploding. Soon they will have record deaths when 40% of the nation is vaccinated. Now, I heard Mexico, I know India, they're using ivermectin. The deaths in India has gone down to almost nothing because only like 14% of the Indians are actually vaccinated. Just think of the crimes against humanity. For those of you physicians, diagnosticians, hospital administrators who are preventing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vitamin D and B complex and zinc and vitamin C and all the things that help people's immune system, you will be tried. What you're doing, you're making Nuremberg look like a couple little kids playing patty cake in the backyard. You will be arrested, whether it be by the citizenry or by somebody. You are going to be tried, and you're going to make Nuremberg look like nothing happened. I'm telling you right now. It's evil. Next, 61-year-old Canadian woman develops painful skin disease following the Pfizer injection, and she was told not to talk to the media, just like the basketball player, just like a lot of these athletes who are getting sick, myocarditis, heart attacks, they don't have any energy left, or they're dying, like Powell, General Powell, who is fully vaxxed. All these people, what they're doing is they're literally changing definitions. Next, Dr. David Martin drops bombshell. The FDA has only approved a COVID-19 vaccine that does not exist in the U.S. marketplace. Next, fully vaccinated carry 251 times the normal viral load of COVID-19. You know what that's called from that study? That's called super spreaders, people. Next, video emerges of Fauci and HHS officials, which is Health and Human Services, plotting for a new avian flu virus to enforce universal flu vaccination. This is evil. This is against the Nuremberg Code, the Hippocratic Oath, HIPAA regulations. These people should be arrested. We'll be right back after this break, folks. We really appreciate you being here.
Rich, we come back. We've got about 15 seconds or so, 18 seconds. We come back. Would you address why you prefer not to take calls? I got a call about a week ago suggesting that, you know, maybe you were afraid to take calls. And I said, that is absolutely not the case. Would you address that, please?
I would absolutely address that.
All right. We'll be right back with
folks. Looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.